The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Now let us set the four boundless qualities in motion. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with loving kindness. Likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with loving kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with compassion, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with compassion, abundant, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with gladness, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with gladness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with equanimity, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with equanimity, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. Tonight, let's begin our sitting practice. See if you can tune in to the sense of the heart being exhausted, tired of fear, fearing, tired of aversion, tired of struggling with experience. Let's call this a wholesome exhaustion. No longer believing in having a contentious relationship with reality, with the way it is. No longer believing that it leads anywhere wholesome. So finding our way back to a more simple, natural expression of compassion, love. It's not something that anybody has to create. It's more about this intuition that aversion, ill will, fear, that struggling doesn't make sense. It's a willingness to put it down, to release the load. And as we have in the past weeks, we can begin in terms of how the mind is showing up and relating to the body here. We could struggle to want the body to be different than it is, or to want the sensations to be different than they are, but we could also put down that load of needing the body to be different than it is, and instead allow there to be this generous, this welcoming, this inclusive presence, this loving presence with the body, the sensations as they are. A sense of all these sensations belonging here now, can't be other than the way they are now. And noticing the softening effect of this attitude, the absence, the putting down of ill will, the putting down of any kind of struggle, and if naturally you want to speak some wish silently in the mind, something like, I care about this body, and just let those phrases, those words arise as a reflection of this confidence and letting ill will cease. This heart beaten senseless, as a Tibetan poem says, Tibetan Buddhist poem says, the heart beaten senseless by the ceaseless pounding, like the surf pounding the shore, the ceaseless pounding of our habits of aversion. Habits of being afraid, the habits of wanting, thinking we need to control or fix, or hold. So out of this endless struggle comes an intuition. It's okay to let ill will cease, to let the hardness and the fear, the fearing cease. And what remains is the heart that lets everything in, lets everything be. And we can call this love or compassion, equanimity, joy. Sensing, if you can, sensing the boundless quality that allows the body to be the way that it is, that appreciates this great space free of ill will, boundless space of the mind, of the heart, free of ill will, or any negativity, any contraction. And of course, even if some ill will were to arise, that vast open space knows that it's just ill will, and that's okay too. That can be received without being afraid of the ill will, without needing to control it or judge it. Everything can belong. So we'll take some time in silence now to continue this contemplation, the space of the heart free of ill will. Let this be the object of meditation, this open space, this space that is empty of ill will. it's important to relax, because we're not trying to create or cause the state of love or compassion. Instead, we're noticing that ill will ceases, and any habits of controlling, any habits of fearing, all of these so-called unwholesome qualities have the nature to arise and then cease. And then the interesting question is the space of the mind, the space of the heart, when the ill will ceases. And can this be intuited, kept in mind? Can this be the object of awareness, this mind when ill will ceases? This boundless, open space of love, space of joy, space of equanimity. No divisions, no problems. Its nature is to expand, to include, to be boundless. Notice how this attitude of love, the space of love, free of ill will, it doesn't need to be afraid of distraction or thoughts, emotions, sensations in the body, disturbing sounds. Because this quality or space of love doesn't have a problem with things being the way that they are. That's its characteristic or its basic nature. It knows how to let things be the way that they are. It knows how to be close. So no matter what person comes to mind or memory, situation comes to mind, what sensation in the body comes to mind, see if you can notice the stability, the resonance, the expansive beauty of this quality of compassion or love. So simple. One might almost think that nothing's happening.